You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Should I never?
All right. You busted in on some of the jokes that Jimmy and I are having while we're doing some of the commercials. Hey, I want to remind everybody to join ULI and a bunch of real estate people at the Ball and Chain Restaurant in Little Havana on May 5th. Go to uli.org. It's going to be a great event. It's got all kinds of panelists. We're going to be talking about what's going on in Little Havana. I guess they were listening to me last summer when I was doing my series on Where is the Next Brickell? And I said the next Brickell is Little Havana. Nobody believed me. Now they're buying. Hey, maybe it pays to listen to the radio show. Doing that, we're back with Jimmy Cassell. Jim is the, what are you again, the chairman and something or other?
Yeah, chairman, co-founder of Cassell Salpeter.
Okay, great. So what Jimmy does is he watches the economy and tells a lot of smart people how to place their bets on the economy. We're going to get some of the insights that Jimmy has here in the next few minutes. Jimmy, we talked a little bit about why the economy slowed over the winter. Does that mean that it's going to pick up again as we head into summer?
Well, it would make sense that if the slowdown in the first quarter was really caused by these couple of outlier events, that we should pick back up. And if you look at how things were in the fourth quarter of last year, third quarter of last year, things did pick up. There was much better growth. If the dollar begins to weaken a little bit, that should be a little bit helpful. And that's happened. I mean, the euro-dollar exchange rate has gone up about 10 cents in the last week or so. Oil prices have gone up, which is good and bad. If they don't go too high, if they end up leveling out $55, $60, it's good for the consumer, but makes sense on the oil patch. Probably not as many people will lose their jobs there. So there are good things coming.
So that sounds good because I've noticed gas has gone up a couple of dimes at the gas pump in the past couple of weeks, but it's still way below what it was before. And to me, that's just an automatic tax cut that you give to the American people. Lean into the mic next time when you clear your throat. Lean into the mic. There you go. Exactly. Now, Jim, what other things do you see on the horizons that are rays of sunshine for the economy?
Well, as I think you mentioned before, we are going into an election year, so there should be some, you know, real benefit there where people in Congress on both sides of the aisle will try to assist there. Again, interest rates are not going to go up that rapidly. Even when they do go up, they're going to go up very slowly. They may go up a quarter of a point or half a point. I don't believe that rates, if over the next year or two, if they go up even as much as a point, that that's going to have any kind of real negative effect. It may have a psychological effect in the very short term, but over the, you know, short term meaning weeks, not even months, people have a very short attention span to that.
Yeah, it'll just seem like a slap on the wrist. What about the, I'm going to use a very big word here, malaise in Europe? Will that have an impact on the U.S. economy?
Well, the malaise in Europe that people talk about may not be quite the malaise it was a year or two ago. If you look at Spain, Spain is growing. Now, it's growing from where? It was really down in the dumps. Employment is getting better. But when you go from 29 to, I think, 26 or 27% unemployment, It's a big number, it's a big percentage, but it's still very sad the amount of people that are not underemployed, but totally unemployed over there.
Yeah, they're running for Germany for jobs. Can Germany keep holding up Europe?
But everybody's running to Germany. I mean, the flight people coming in from the Middle East are trying to run to Germany and other countries. They're going to places like Italy where there really aren't jobs. They're going to places like Greece, you know, Greece where got
fewer
jobs. Yeah, there are fewer jobs. Although, you know, one of the things that's interesting when you look at the economies in Europe, like Greece and Italy, you know, people are unemployed, but are they really unemployed? There's a lot of people there who are working for cash. So there's that, you know, under economy where they're unemployed in terms of government statistics, but they're working. They're making money.
Yeah, well, they also aren't paying taxes, which is the real problem, I guess, over there. But I'm not really an expert on the European economy. You know, getting back to the U.S. economy, what do you think is a region that's going to do better than the fair share for the upcoming year or so? I mean, you've got California, but they've got sort of issues with a drought. You've got Texas, but they've got sort of issues with energy. You've got the Midwest, the upper Midwest, but it's the upper Midwest. So are you still looking at the Northeast and the Southeast as the bellwethers for the economy?
Well, the Northeast is interesting when you look at New York City because that's, you know, that's an outlier. It's not like anywhere else. People are moving in. Housing prices continue to go up.
No, it's like Miami. You can't live near downtown anymore.
That's absolutely true. Although you could fit six or eight people in an efficiency and maybe be able to afford it.
Well, that's going on, you know, all over Brickell Avenue right now.
It's going on in New York. I have a son who's doing who's one of those. Or then, you know, there's always micro apartments, which are, you know, a couple hundred square feet.
Yeah, they have a hot plate and you sleep standing up. Is that the story there?
Well, no, but if you want to buy a new shirt, you have to take one of your old shirts outside so you can bring the new shirt in.
Well said. Well said. We'll leave the real estate stuff to Gil and we'll talk super luxe.
But you know, it's interesting. You know, areas that people talk about growth. Of course, everybody in South Florida is talking about the tech. What's going on in the tech area? We have the big tech conference coming up next week.
I'm going. If they were on, they'll be on again.
No, it's very exciting, and you know Manny Medina and his group have done a wonderful job of trying to, with the Knight Foundation and others in town, trying to really put tech on the map in South Florida. You know, you try to equate that to what Art Basel may have done for art, and hopefully we'll look, you know, 8 or 10 years from now, look back and go, wow, that was really the beginning of the transformation into real, you know, a real tech center here. But the thing that we're still missing is there's not a lot of money.
Well, how about the brains?
Well, brains is a problem, both what's here and attracting people to come here, especially when the costs are so high. But if you think about it, the costs are high out in San Jose and in California. They make Florida still look relatively cheap. So that should change. But, you know, one area that you hear some people talking about, years ago I heard Pittsburgh, great place, great change, it's Detroit. I mean, Detroit's going through a real resurgence. Young people moving back in, technology moving back in. Very affordable housing.
Dan Gilbert, high five to Dan Gilbert for placing a bet.
He and a couple of others there, as you know, I say single-handedly, really changed it. Now, they're getting great benefit out of it. I mean, he bought office buildings for prices that were the equivalent of 1 year's rent, and now he owns it all. And there's now a shortage of housing in downtown Detroit for what's going on there.
Wow.
It's similar to what what happened in downtown Las Vegas, not to be confused with the Strip. But the founder of Zappos, which people know as the shoe company that's now owned by Amazon, single-handedly transformed downtown Las Vegas with the same thing that's going on. Not the old Strip, downtown, the old courthouse, the office buildings. It's amazing what's going on in there.
Well, a lot of that could also be attributed to the fact that the entire economy in Las Vegas transformed itself from visitation to development, I think. And, you know, now water exploitation would have to be a big business out there, I'd have to imagine. Let's talk Dade County versus Broward County for a minute.
Oh, don't start me on that. I'm a Dade County guy.
Okay.
I'm a Dade County guy. You know, they could stop everybody at the county line, and I'm fine with that.
Well, then I guess we won't go there.
Oh, we can go. Go for it.
Okay, so the Dade County economy is completely different than the Broward County economy, or so it seems, but are they kind of blending together and looking the same all of a sudden?
Well, you know, people have always tried to talk, at least governmentally, about, you know, South Florida, a regional impact. You know, when Scripps came up to, you know, into Palm Beach County and Martin County, it's a regional program. I don't know that it's really turned out to be any regional anything, because the people at maybe the University of Miami and what's going on with the biotech center at you know, around
it's
University
amazing.
Of Miami is not what's really going on up at Scripps and things of that nature. You know, Broward County and, you know, from a housing standpoint, used to be less expensive. In places it might be, but today it's as expensive as Dade County. You know, the urban area in downtown Fort Lauderdale, there are people like Brickell Avenue moving in there, living there, you know, moving from West Broward into Dade. Although, you know, I mean, West Broward into downtown Fort Lauderdale. But the 595 change by putting in the speed lane there, from people I know, they say it's changed the world there. It gives people the ability to go back and forth who are willing to pay for it.
Yeah, well, we have that here in Dade County, too, except that people don't mind the cones. There you've got, I think it's concrete barriers and huge steel poles to keep people out.
Well, cones are just something as either an obstacle course or something to knock down in Dade County. We'll see how that works when they put it, you know, further up and you do put, you know, concrete. I don't think they'll go through it so quick.
It's amazing. I always found that the traffic rules in South Florida, and all you folks out there driving right now, you can probably agree with me there. I always found that traffic signals were mere suggestions in South Florida.
Well, you know, a red light means you have to count to three when it turns green, at least count to three before you go for the person who's going to run the red light going the other way.
I mean, I saw a T-bone happen just the other day. It scares the you-know-what out of me. When I go home from work every day, I take a hard look to the left every single time just to make sure when the light changes. Jim, and we're talking about transportation. When you're talking to companies, investors, people looking to invest here in South Florida, what's there? We only have, what, about a minute left? 1 minute left. That's not enough time to talk about transportation, Jimmy. So let's give you a couple minutes. If somebody wants to find you, how do they do that?
The best place to find us is either on the web through our website, which is Cassell, C-A-S-S-E-L, Salpeter, S-A-L-P-E-T-E-R.com. Our telephone number is 305-438-7701. And as we mentioned earlier, we do a fair amount of M&A work, selling companies, helping people buy companies, raising capital, which may be equity or mezz or debt if they need it, and do some restructuring work.
All right. Well, great. We'll be right back after this short break. I want to thank Jimmy Cassell for coming in and giving us his spin on all things economic. We'll be right back after this. We're going to have Gil Deser. He's going to be in studio. So tune in for the South Florida Condo Update coming up right after this. We'll be back. D, it's all yours.